Where do you want my jizz?
If you listen to the show, you think I'm a big dummy.
Green Bay is the Packers. Galfieri?
Let me shine your diamond. Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Did you miss us? We were away. I'm severely jet lagged, so I've already demonstrated, like, even on a normal amount of rest, it's very difficult for me to think of words in the moment. I actually have a decent vocabulary, I think, but if you listen to the show, you think I'm a big dummy, and I don't blame you. So that's going to be even worse today. I went to bed at 10 p.m., and I woke up at 1:45 a.m., and I have not been back to sleep. And I did this thing where I'm like, well, fuck it. If I'm still awake at 4, I'll just get up and go to the gym, because what the fuck? I'm not going to fall asleep anyway. But I kept doing that thing where I'm like, check the time. Oh, 2:30. Okay, well, then I can still get 3.5 hours of sleep. Check the time, 3:30. Oh, I get like 2.5 hours of sleep. Check the time at 4 o'clock, my agreed go to the gym time. And I was like, oh, they're probably not even open. Plus, I can get another hour of sleep. Did not sleep. I'm like sweating. I'm just in a bad spot. I've returned from the Indonesian Isle of Bali, and I'm very, very stoked to be back and in your ears. Many people have reached out. When are you guys getting back? When are we getting another show? All of the above. Here we are. And a lot of people ask me also about Bachelor in Paradise. I haven't watched it. I don't know what's going on, but I'm planning to do a show prior to the final Bachelor in Paradise next week. So look for that. I was just watching just before I started right now. I was watching, you know, I like tennis, and I was watching the U.S. Open. I was watching, spoiler alert, Serena Williams quarterfinal match. She won. But I was noticing that it's Chris Fowler doing the play-by-play. And I don't like have a, or the, you call it the shot for shot? I don't know what you call it in tennis, but I don't necessarily have anything really against Chris Fowler, but I don't know when we all agreed that there should only be one voice on every event on every network. It used to be that you were a kid and it's like Al Michaels. He did Monday Night Football. And maybe if ABC, when he was on ABC, if they had the Olympics or something or the baseball playoffs, he'd show up there again. You'd be like, oh, wow, Al Michaels, he's really good. But it's like, Al Michaels is great, but maybe if Al Michaels called every single thing, you'd be like, get a little sick of Al Michaels. And now it's like Joe Buck, he sucks and everybody hates him, but he's fucking calls every fucking thing. NFL, golf, he's on golf, he's terrible on golf. And so now we got this, as ESPN, they got Chris Fowler and they just put him on everything. How about we cultivate some new talent? Like, when did everyone get together and agree where each network's just going to have one guy? And it's okay. You can have one guy if the other guy's going to be Mike Tirico. I'll just say that. If Mike Tirico is the other option, then just stick to the one guy. But I'm saying it's just like have some more voices out there. Nothing against Chris Fowler, but it's get kind of a lot of them. Joining me now, as always, everybody's favorite, Hoboken Zone. It's apparently very hot on the East Coast, according to the tennis match I just watched. And you know who cannot be happy about that. No. It's Ed Daly. Ed, what is up?
It's hot. I did not enjoy my times outside today.
Oh, no. It's got to be.
It was like 93.
Yeah,
it was
humid. Yeah, it's you got the real feel back there. So it's probably over 100 humidity.
Yeah. Would not recommend. But when I was in Santa Monica, the place I was staying at, they're like, oh, we don't need air conditioners out here.
Yeah, they trick you by the beach. They're like, no, you're by the beach. You get that ocean breeze. You don't need air conditioning. You do.
When you're in a room that doesn't have cross ventilation, yeah. It's like 800 degrees in there.
Yeah, you don't always get the breeze. Was this like an Airbnb sitch?
No, this was a straight up motel.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no breeze. It was delightful outside.
Yeah, gorgeous.
It was like 70 outside, and you'd walk in, and it was 86 in the room or whatever. It felt awful.
A lot of freaks in Santa Monica. A lot of panhandlers, though, but you're probably used to that because of Hoboken Jesus, your guy.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. But I don't like hearing – in Europe, they're always saying they don't need it. We need it now. Planet is fucked.
Yeah.
Planet is fucked. We need air conditioning in this planet.
You know, I was just in Indo, and there, and I think this is pretty common in the rest of the world, they just have like the electric single room units, and they blow fucking cold. They're quiet. It's just a little thing on the wall, like a fan, like a little Panasonic or Mitsubishi thing that just plugs in and blows super cold, and you don't have to fucking run it through the whole house. I don't know why those haven't caught on.
Wait, you just move it to the room you're in?
No, it's just one unit just cools an entire room. So each room has one, and you go in that room, and you turn it on, and the fucking room is cool in 1 minute.
Yeah.
We need that here.
We need it everywhere.
Yeah, AC.
But the line, we don't need AC anymore. Look at the temperatures everywhere around the globe. We need AC.
You need it everywhere. There's no way that you don't need it.
I've got a big request for any of our tech-minded users that know about Macs.
Oh, I got one too, but mine's way worse. Mine's the fucking nuclear option. Okay, go ahead.
So I keep getting these out of space. And so I just I buckled and I bought the cloud.
Yeah.
Bought the cloud. All right, I'll take all my pictures off. Take all this off. And I started getting out of space messages again. And I looked at what the thing says, and it says system files, system files, 390 gigs out of the 500 that I can use. Like I have a 1 terabyte.
Oh, that seems Mac. Too much. That's too many system files.
Yeah. And it's grayed out. So I can't like dig around.
Yeah.
You know, like there's certain things you can look into, drill down into the folders. I can't do anything with the system. And so I started Googling system files, and people were like, my system files are too big. I'm up to like 38 gigs, and I'm up to 40 gigs. I'm 380. And then one person said, oh, it's all the new updates, the Tiger, this updates. And that. But I don't know how to get in there and delete old ones. I have no idea. And like Michelle, I think Michelle was saying, you know, maybe we should just take it to somebody. Like, I don't want to pay.
No, it's bullshit. There's an easy fix.
$150 to just delete something. And I know we've got heroes out there that know,
they know.
Shit.
They 100% know.
Anybody, please contact me because I'm out of space. Yeah. I had to do some like crazy last minute deleting just to free up space for the podcast tonight.
Super annoying. Okay, along those lines, this isn't my issue, but this is an adjacent issue because we've been talking about that. I'm looking at mine. I go in the thing that says where it says storage, right? And I've done the same thing where I've deleted. I went through and deleted everything. So I have like 4.
And then it fills up again.
Right. I have 4 megs of photos and
that's nothing.
4 gigs of photos because I deleted them all pretty much. I don't
that's
even know.
Still nothing though.
Yeah,
4 gigs in the grand scheme of things.
Right. I have 100 gigs of audio. Okay. That's all my music. I know that's on there.
Right.
What's this other? 172.18 gigs. What is that?
That's too much other.
What's other?
That's too much other. Because you could say, some apps for your phone that back up.
No.
But they make up like a gig, all of your apps.
I have like 3 apps. I was like, our close friend
other
of the show.
Other is bullshit. Other is complete bullshit.
Yeah, other. What is other? Close friend of the show, Travis Rogers, is like, he's on the radio now on the local ESPN. And I'm like, hey, how do I get that? And he's like, you need it's on the ESPN app. And I'm like, the fuck is that? I don't have that. And I'm like, so I'll go download it. Turned out I actually already had it on my phone. I had downloaded it in the past somewhere.
You can watch games on that thing.
Yeah. So I got a few things. But I barely any apps. What's this other? Okay, that's not my issue. This is my issue. And I know there's only the nuclear option for this. I realize. I got a bootleg Blade Runner 2049 DVD stuck in the drive. And it's not coming out. In my DVD drive on my MacBook.
Oh, I don't even have a DVD drive.
I
know.
I got an old computer. And it's like 5 years old. And when we're in Bali, we went to the bootleg DVD store.
That must have been slim pickings if you went for Blade Runner 2049.
I don't watch movies. My kid wanted it. He's like, hey, can I get this? And I'm like, yeah, they're like a dollar because they're pirated.
Right.
And I'm like, not that I condone that, but we're in another country. You can't watch Netflix anyway. So I'm like,
right. You're dealing with prison rules when you're in
Indonesia. And so he's like, can I get this? And I'm like, yeah, I got a bunch. And he's like, when we get home, can I watch it on your computer? And I'm like, yeah. And so my computer it's been a long time since I put a disc in there. But the last couple times, it took like having to try to eject it a few times before it would come out. Like you'd have to drag the disc into the trash and then it would pop out. I know this is riveting content. And but this time it didn't come out. And I've tried everything I've done. I've looked up every hack. I've gone into the fucking system files and it's like you can delete them. You can't. Because I'm like, I'll just disable the drive. You have to be able to disable the drive.
Yeah, that sounds like you need somebody to take it apart.
I got some guys. I got some guys in Huntington Beach that'll do it for me, but I just like
I feel like that issue is somebody needs to go in there. It's a hard for issue. Mine. Yeah. For mine.
No, yours is an easy fix.
Like somebody knows how to get rid of that shit.
The problem is they'll go like they'll do the little greater than sign. They'll go like go finder greater than and it'll be something else and then another
there's a squiggle.
Yeah. Well, and then
squiggle
it's like,
button. What is that?
You keep going greater than, and then eventually you get to like the fourth thing, and you're like, I don't have that. It's like go into network, and it's not there. It's like you just told me three places to go; they were all there, and now the fourth step, that's not there. You need somebody to like take over your computer. You just need some nerd because it's like two clicks. He's like, oh no, system files here. Click, click, done.
Yeah. So one of the things I read, they said look for the squiggle. I've never typed squiggle in my life. It took me like a couple minutes to realize
there's no squiggle. You just made that up.
To the left of the one. Oh it's my like God, what is to that? The left of the exclamation.
Yeah, I see it.
Squig? I see who the fuck's using squiggles?
What the fuck is that? How about when people are like F7, F9, and they just like hit it with their fingers?
I've never used an F key in my life.
Not even when I had the displeasure.
I take it back. Yeah. I didn't realize it was an F key. The volume on the MacBook.
Well, that doesn't count.
Those are technically Fs. But
and the
no,
screen I, brightener. But you didn't use them for the actual function.
Yeah. Like back in the old IBM days, people would be using F keys. Nah. Right. I'd never use that shit.
Exactly.
Yes. A couple other quick things.
Yes.
If anyone was questioning how much money Facebook has, just find a way to get onto that campus because Michelle had a business meeting.
Yeah.
And we went. We got to have lunch there.
They're in Palo Alto, right?
Yeah.
Very bougie up there.
Ooh. Yeah. It's like Disneyland without the rides. Like it was designed by the Disney people, and there's just like tons of shit there. Yeah. Like, oh, here's a bike shop. You can just borrow bikes. Here's a doctor. Here's a burrito place. Here's a salad place.
Shut up.
Here's a burger place. There are no cash registers there. It's all fucking free. Everything. We went to lunch, and it was like, yeah, I'll take this and this and just give me your name. That was it.
Well, everything's fucking free and the lowest paid guy is making like 250 grand plus options. Yeah. Like everybody that works there is a rich nerd. Or do you think they're all banging each other?
I was actually thinking like, are these people hooking up? Because it's a weird crew. I mean, there are some very normal looking people there, but there are some squids.
A lot of gender androgyny. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's tough. Yeah. It's tough to know
you don't
who goes.
Know what the activity is.
Right.
And it was funny because I had a couple kids with me, and they knew there was no cash registers. They went into the sweet shop.
Oh, yeah, they're going crazy.
Just it was like if you let kids into into candy
kids
store.
In a candy store. Yeah.
Yeah, with no limits. We had to hold them back because it was not good for their health. But
of course,
crazy there.
They're
everything's free.
The thing is, they're kids, so it's of course they like candy. But everyone else there is a fucking adult who's bouncing into the fucking candy store. The
sweet shop also was cookies, brownies, ice cream. It was fucking the works in there.
I would be so fat. So I went. So somehow, when I'm at home. I'm like pretty much a teetotaler. I'll drink, but like I'm not a daily drinker, as I've made clear on the show many times, but I'm like a weekly or bi-weekly drinker. And sometimes I'll really go for it. I admit that. Sometimes I'll go, like I'll go out to dinner. I'll maybe have 3 beers and then I'll come home and I'll have like 3 whiskeys on a Friday night. And then I'll
the thing it. When you come home after, yeah. You're like, yeah,
you shouldn't have
feels,
a drink.
Feels right. You don't need it, but it feels right then.
And I'll get, I'm not afraid to admit this. I'll like get into Fancy Sauce, keep some stuff stashed around here because she can eat just one. And so I'll get into like the black licorice and I'll have like 5 pieces, or she'll have some cookies somewhere or some like the little mini ice cream cones from Trader Joe's. I'll eat 2. I don't, you know. So point is that, but other than, but that's a rare thing. That's like a cheat day situation. Mostly I'm pretty good. And yet I stay the exact same weight, which is right around 197 pounds, give or take. I go to Bali. I fucking had at least a croissant's equivalent of bread every single day, including like sweet ones, delicious. They have so many good bakeries there. Beer every single day, at least 4 or 5 beers every day, or the equivalent in cocktails, whatever. Drank, fucking ate like a pig. It was just disgusting. So disgusted at myself. Couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. I get home, 200 pounds.
Jeez, that is a beautiful thing. What? For me,
I just stay the same. I'm but I can never lose any, but I don't really gain any either, even if I eat like shit.
Yeah, I'm a few days into a long detox.
So that's what I was going to talk to you about. I'm doing a detox too, and I want to put a date on it. I'm thinking
you're not even going to believe my date.
Okay. Well, okay. So I don't want to do that thing that a chick does and like guess over.
Well, maybe you will believe.
But when, because you're always like, how much do you think this costs? And the chick's always like
$147,000.
And you're like, fuck, you ruined it.
No.
You just ruined it.
Yeah.
How much do you think I spent on these plane tickets? You know, it's like, no, you fucking ruined it. But because you made it so grandiose.
Yeah.
I would say January 1, the new year.
Yeah, I was just I'm aiming for Halloween. That's
Halloween.
That's
okay. So
2 months.
I was gonna say definitely it's dry September for me. I will not. I pledge to you. And there may be something pops up that's fun. In which case, I'll just do weed or some other drug. But yeah. I won't take alcohol. And so that's September's dry for sure. Gonna play it by ear. See how things have gone.
The problem is you don't want to be married to something, right. But the goal is.
If something really good pops up, I'm not going to deny myself. If somebody's like, I got fucking, you know, like there's a really good concert or ball game and it's hosted and you're set up and you're driven and it's fucking, you know, somebody dropped out and you can come. Okay, I'm doing that. But I'm just saying, I'm not drinking just because. That's my thing. So for sure, dry September. But I really, really am setting a soft target date for Thanksgiving Day.
Turkey Day. Ooh, that's impressive.
I think I can do it. I need it. I need it. I need a full dry. I just drank so – I feel bad about myself. I'm real depressed. I'm so jet lagged. I just feel like shit. So that's
definitely
dry September. Hoping for October, possibly Thanksgiving Day.
Impressive. Impressive. I want to jump over to a current event. Beyond the fact that I always love when goobers destroy their own shit, you know, the latest Nike thing. Yeah, I love it when people throw out their coffee makers, whatever. I love when people destroy their own shit like they're getting revenge. But what I really love is I saw some people cutting the Nike swoosh out of their socks. Now, anyone who's had like a run in a sock.
And throw it away.
Once it goes.
Throw it away.
It's over.
Yeah. You throw it away.
When you cut the swoosh out, you're cutting out elastic. What's the whole thing that holds it up? Those are the laziest socks in the world.
Yeah, just throw the whole socks away, you fucking dork.
You can do with that swoosh. Get out of here. Just throw the fucking thing out.
And also, that guy had the shittiest pair of scissors. Those are worse than like the ones they gave you in fourth grade that had been there for 35 years.
No, nope. That was one of the goobers that ruined the song before the terrible ESPN college football. It's Big and Rich.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are horrible. Those guys are so horrible.
It's embarrassing that they
pop exist. Country. So bad. If you own one of their fucking albums one of their songs, sorry. We're not mates.
Not good at all.
Okay, quickly. Wait, anything else from you?
No.
Just podcast recommendations. I never do this, but I was on a plane for a long time. And also, you know, I'm not a true crime guy.
I've enjoyed some, but it's not my go-to.
Well, I don't like, hey, this 9-year-old was lured to a vacant apartment.
But yeah, I'm talking about Adnan. Like,
stabbed in the kidney. Yeah. Like big stories like that I'm kind of into. No child murder. But there's a new one. And of course, I don't know the name, but there's a new podcast. I don't know if it's new, but there is a podcast. It might be 5 years old, but it's new to me, about the Wonderland murders and John Holmes.
I've seen a lot of shit on that, though.
But it's more in detail. Like they had Val Kilmer and that movie and stuff, and it's more in detail just about what a loser and sociopath John Holmes was, and just seedy LA in the late 70s, early 80s, where everybody was fucking just going to a party and everybody would just be openly smoking cocaine at the coffee table. And it's, you know, it's like Boogie Nights was based on this a lot. So you get like the parts of Boogie Nights that were sort of amalgamated into the story. Anyway, I think it's called The Wonderland Murders. I can't remember what it's called, but just look for it. It's good. And the Natalie Wood one.
Oh, I'd love to. It's one of the
called Forever. I don't know. Just look up Natalie Wood.
Yeah, I will.
You are going to get a very different picture of RJ Bob Wagner.
Oh, I'm definitely. I'm a big fan of Natalie Wood in like a couple of those 60s movies.
She was such a babe. She was such a fucking extreme babe and very talented.
And one of the great punchlines. What kind of wood doesn't float? Yes,
it's just very classic joke from childhood. Really good podcast. I'm not all the way through that one. It's narrated by some Australian guy, which can be kind of cloying at times, but it's good. Check out the Natalie Wood podcast. Yes, Ed.
I would say Slow Burn is pretty good. It was the first season was about
Nixon,
and the second season I just started is about Lewinsky Clinton.
I have that in my
and that's another one where I've heard a lot, but you just learn like you get the behind the scenes, which same thing with the Watergate stuff. Like you realize like how many things had to line up for it to all work.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
You know that kind of shit. And I went to college with Linda Tripp's son.
Oh, bet he was real stoked when John Goodman was doing the SNL. That was probably when you were in college.
He was in one of my classes, and I remember thinking, that can't be a good feeling. I wasn't buddies with him. I knew who he was. He was, you know, he was out and about, but like we just weren't in the same social circles. But you knew who that guy was because John Goodman was playing his mom.
Yeah, that's a huge bummer. That would be because he loves his mom, you know?
Yeah,
but his mom was a rat.
She
ratted out her friend.
Yeah, she tried to pretend she was the confidant, and she was just a rat.
What a bitch, because she wishes the president wanted her to suck his dick. That's the
thing. Yeah, he wasn't going to make that call. He liked a full-figured woman. He didn't want that one.
I feel like he liked any port in a storm. I mean, that Paula Jones, she was no prize. I get that it was Arkansas, but there had to be something better around.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm enjoying I've listened to one episode of the second season, and you know, you realize there are lots of pieces of shit who just work for powerful people. And
And just by virtue of somebody wanting to achieve a very high office should disqualify them. It's kind of like the guy that volunteers to take the Boy Scouts camping. Overused analogy. Like you want to pick the guy that's not has no interest. You want to nominate. And of course, people were like Elon Musk, and Elon Musk is a huge. First, he's South African. Secondly, judgment issues. He's got hair plugs. Four, we're finding out that he's kind of a piece of shit, a petty piece of shit. He's very smart. I won't take that away from him. But there's other smart people. Okay. We got to press on. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I want to predict NFL winners. And we only
Year, or 2 years ago, we predicted the exact Super Bowl with the exact champion.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to do this again. And I feel like I am uniquely, because I'm like the chick in the office that goes, oh, I like.
That's on the colors.
I like Dolphins, you know, like that. Because that's how much knowledge of the NFL I have. Like I could probably name like four or five coaches. I'd be pretty good on the quarterbacks, but I just heard that the Bills have someone called Nathan Peterman who sounds like an accountant. And also I think they might have put him in the game against the Chargers last year and he threw like five picks or something. I don't know. I know the Chargers
kind of. When that goes to trial, Kaepernick just has to show that information.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Nathan Peterman starting. I can't get a job.
Just take a list. Just take his numbers, his career numbers, and then make a list of all the quarterbacks in the NFL and go and just show it to the jury and go, where do you have me on this list? Use your judgment. Look at my numbers. Look what I've done. Like, not spectacular, but took a team to the Super Bowl. And look at these numbers here. Look at these guys. Look at these names. Look at Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And the argument's like, well, he had a really bad season before they cut him. Yeah, but like everyone gets another look. He hasn't even gotten a look.
To say what you will about that Jim Harbaugh, sometimes he can figure something out with the guy. Like if he sees a guy, he can go, hey, I know what to do with this guy. Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to blow out all – we got a bunch of email and voicemail, and there's one – There's been something that's become a topic on the show based on an email.
Unfortunate.
It's once we start talking about it, we're going to go a long time on it. I just know it. And there's somebody's reached out with a so very bad. Specific voicemail theory on the situation.
Thanks, Kevin. Pandora's box has been opened.
And then just out of nowhere before the show started, we got an unsolicited response from the original email. So there's a whole thing going on. We got to push that. Let's get to that next week. Let's quickly do the NFL preview. We'll do some stories and then Fancy will be here.
Yeah.
Let's start with the NFL. You give me the division. I will attempt to name the teams and tell you who's going to win the division.
AFC East.
Okay. AFC East. That is – okay.
So every division has four teams.
So AFC – okay. That's a hint I needed. AFC East. Okay. That's the Patriots. Patriots are going to win that.
Yeah, because the rest of the division has been trashed for like 15 years.
Yeah, that's why they're so good every year. Who else is in that? The Dolphins, the Bills. Hold on. There's one more. The Jets.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Patriots got that one. AFC East, Patriots. You agree? Yep. All right.
AFC North.
Okay, hold on. I'm just writing this down as I go. I'll speak into the mic here. That is the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not giving that to them yet till I figure out all the teams. Steelers, I believe the Bengals are in there.
Yep.
The Bengals. Is Marvin Lewis still the coach of the Bengals?
He might, actually.
I think he is, yes. Okay, Steelers. Bengals. Are the Colts in there?
They're in the South.
Oh, fuck. Steelers. No, I'm going to get the Steelers. Oh, Browns.
Browns.
Browns are due for a year.
I think they're going to have like five wins.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay. Steelers, Bengals, Browns. There's
Which
one
would be
more.
A huge improvement.
Yeah, it would definitely. There's one more team. Ohio. We already got both teams.
Super overrated quarterback. Well, there are many of them.
Yeah.
Won a Super Bowl.
Wait, no, I already said
against that. Kaepernick.
Baltimore. Joe Flacco elite? Isn't he going to get benched? Shouldn't they?
Well, Lamar Jackson is waiting in the wings.
But they also have RG3, who's like kind of better than Lamar Jackson, right? Do they cut him?
Well, no. He's the third string. I think I don't know what their plan is. Maybe they plan on benching the rookie for a while, but like Lamar Jackson's the future.
Of course. Okay. I assume that, but Le'Veon Bell, I understand he's not in camp, but he will be because he wants to get paid. So. Yeah. Let's give it to the Steelers. I'm going to give it to the Steelers and then possible just sneak preview. Might see a wild card team come out of this division. Okay, next.
AFC South.
Okay, so I already said Indy. So Indy's in there.
Luck is back, but,
bad offensive line is my understanding.
He's been out for a long time.
Yeah, yes. Shoulder, also shoulder, very difficult to recover from. Okay, Indy. Okay, the Dolphins. No, wait, they're in the East. Shit. How are there so many teams? Indianapolis. Okay, don't give this to me.
We already got the Bengals.
Wait, no, Tampa's in the NFC. Okay, give me some hints.
We have a disproportionate number of fans of this team that listen to our podcast.
Oh, the Houston Texans. Oh, they're really high on them. Houston. Yeah. I love Houston. Mark my words, though. J.J. Watt, while I've come around on him, he may, like, hang out in parks. He may rap at you and clench his teeth. He's a great human, but I believe he's had a back injury, missed a lot of time.
It was like a major leg injury.
Yeah, his career's over.
And my buddy had the same injury, and I get my buddy's not a ridiculous athlete. But that thing will fuck you up.
What is it?
It's like just separating a whole bunch of shit in your around your knee. Like all kinds of fucked up.
He's gonna be a third down guy soon. Okay, Indy.
It's not like an ACL.
Indy. Like Houston. Yeah. Who else is it? Okay. Don't get. Oh wait. Tennessee. Tennessee sucks.
They're gonna win the division. That's my pick.
Whoa, Tennessee. Oh, whoa. Spoiler. Hold on. Indy. Houston, Tennessee. Who's the other one? Hold on, don't tell me. Is there another one in Texas? No.
They had like a surprising run last year. Their owner has majestic mustache.
Oh, Jacksonville. I like Jackson. Well, they have a really good defense, but they also have Blake Bortles. Okay. Houston, you guys fuck me over every fucking year. Is what's his name back? The quarterback, Deshaun something?
Yeah, Watson. He's a stud.
He's a stud, but he takes a while to come back.
I think he just had like an ACL. I think that's 1 year.
He did it like the middle of the season. I'm going to say Jacksonville again. I'm going with the chalk here. Okay. Now I know the next one. AFC West, right? So we got the Chargers, LA Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say. I like people make fun of the Chargers because I haven't been to a game. But they're like, oh, they play in that little soccer stadium. And I'm like, isn't that kind of better? Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
Watch NFL speed players where you're right next to the field. I'm going to go to a game this year. My buddy has season tickets. Okay. Chargers, Broncos are fucking trash. They have a good defense, but no QB. Look for Elway to get fired soon. The king of that place. Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs. Chiefs made a huge mistake. They gambled on this guy. Who's this? Who? Pat?
Mahomes. The old pitcher's son.
I was going to say, doesn't that sound like a pitcher from the Braves?
He was on a million teams. Yankees.
Yes.
But that's his son. Cannon for an arm.
Wow. Okay. He's bad. He's not going to be good. They should have held on. See, this Alex Smith is a guy that everyone wants to get rid of. But he's like, okay. Problem. He's fine. Like, he does the job.
Pro Bowl last year.
Yeah, he does the job you want a QB to do. And everybody's in a fucking hurry to kick him out the door. I don't mind Alex Smith in his small hands. Okay, hold on. Chargers, Chiefs, Broncos, Chiefs. There's one more team. Oh, the Raiders. The Raiders.
Hey, what do you say we get rid of the best pass rusher of the last 20 years?
And it's also, here's what people don't realize. You can't go backwards, meaning the game moves on, and unless you're fucking in it, unless it's kind of like people are like, oh, the 96 Bulls would fucking kill the Warriors. No, they wouldn't. No one from the past is better than modern players. Nope. No system from the past is better than modern design of offense and defense. There's nothing is better from before. The best things are now. The best is now. And you know who's not now? John Gruden and his West Coast offense and firing the only impact player he has. Okay, fuck the Raiders. They deserve it. Chargers are going to win that division. Chargers.
I picked the Chargers. Yeah. You have to go with – you have to take a couple of sneaky teams. Yeah. Yeah, I went with Chargers, and that my Titans pick is kind of a team that didn't make it last year that'll make it. Like, yeah, you always have to it's never the same exact teams in the playoffs one year to the next. No, it's most of those teams, but there'll always be a couple of weirdos.
Somebody's going to jump in. Okay, so we get – is there two wild card teams?
Well, my picks are the Bengals and I'm taking the Chiefs. This guy Mahomes, he just throws bombs, and I think they've got a terrible, terrible defense.
Do they still?
So yeah. They're going to be in like a lot of shootouts. So they'll be a fun team to watch.
Do they still have that good receiver from LSU with the braids?
Dwayne Bowe?
Yeah, do they have him?
No. I think he's long gone. But they got Tyreek Hill who beat the shit out of his girlfriend in college at Oklahoma State, he's got great speed. And then they have a running back named Charkandrick.
What, didn't they have a really good running back last year, and then he was like tore it up the first 6 weeks and then was never heard from again?
Yeah, they've had a couple of those. Yeah. But they've got Travis Kelce. So I just think getting rid of Alex Smith, I understand what you're saying, and I'm glad the Skins have Smith, but I don't know. You have to pick a couple weird teams. So
I agree with you. That's why I'm going to take
– I see a lot of people taking the Ravens, but I think that whole quarterback thing, when Joe Flacco has to lose his job, it's because they're 3-6 at the time, you know?
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to take the Browns. I like Baker Mayfield from Lake Travis, Texas.
I'd love it if the Browns made the playoffs.
Me too. That'd be fun.
That would be a big leap. I was just predicting them going from 0 to 5 or 6 wins.
And despite the fact that they fuck me over every single year, and I fucking pander to you guys because we have so many fans in Houston, I still kind of have some love for my Texans. So I got the Texans wild card team. Okay. NFC.
East.
Okay. The New York Football Giants, I know all these. These are easy. Cowboys, the Arizona Cardinals are no longer in the East. I know that. Philly, they won the Super Bowl. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
The Giants, the Cowboys, Philly. There's one more team in that division, and it is...
Come on. The team.
Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Washington DC football team. Okay. I don't know anything about these teams. The Cowboys. Okay. I like Philly. Philly's going to win it again.
I have Philly winning again. We've done these predictions a few years in a row. I've never predicted the Redskins. I think they might be one of those sneaky 6 wild card teams. Like,
interesting.
I think that they had horrible injuries the last few years, and they've been a 500 team. So like if they just stay healthy, I could see them sneaking in the wild card.
Do they still have the wide receiver with the French-sounding name?
Pierre Garçon?
Yes.
He's on the Niners.
Okay,
hold on. I loved him. He was great.
I liked him too. Do they still have the little guy from Cal and Long Beach Poly that fumbles before?
Sean Jackson.
Yes.
He went to Tampa and had a bad year last year.
Okay. Philly in – okay, next. What's the next division?
North.
NFC, this is going to be tough. NFC North, I didn't even know there was such a thing. So that's like all the middle of the country.
It's the old NFC Central, and they just like lopped off.
Packers, so I know this. Packers, Lions, LOL. Mm-hmm. Bears, they just got Khalil Mack. But their quarterback, I believe, is Mitch Trubisky, so you're fucked.
Like, yeah, Mitch is a tough.
And also, they traded up. To get, they were like, we need to get Mitch Trubisky from one of the Carolinas.
So like, they'll have a good defense, but
yeah,
that defense is going to be on the field a lot.
Right. Packers, Lions, Bears. Now Tampa's not in that division. Packers, Lions. Oh, Green Bay. They're going to win it. Green Bay.
Green Bay is the Packers.
Yeah. Oh, wait. The Packers. That's right. Wait, Packers, Lions, Bears.
There's a real sad ex-mascot.
The Vikings, and they got your old QB, Kirk Cousins, and he loves Jesus, and he drives a van, so
I mean, he's pretty good, but they had a ridiculous year last year. It would be tough to
with Case Keenum. Yeah, I don't feel like And now they're going to have a first place schedule. I like saying that. I'm like, yeah, but hey, watch out. They got to play a first place schedule. And you know what? That does kind of matter sometimes. I'm going to say it's the Packers. Packers are going to win that division.
I have
the pack is back.
I have the Vikings with the Packers being a wild card, but I could see that flip of that.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
NFC South.
Okay. That's where Tampa is. And that's dude that likes to rape is there. And he also, he sucks now. He started out kind of good. Jamar, what's his name?
Rapist Winston.
Jameis Winston. What a name. So he sucks. He's not going to be good. Tampa. Okay, hold on. NFC. Oh, Saints. How about Drew Brees? Would you
stud?
Agreed. But has there ever been anybody less likely to be involved in a jewelry dispute?
What?
Oh yeah, just this Drew Brees. He bought from some jeweler like $8 million in jewelry. $8 million, and then a comma, wow. And then three zeros, and then another comma, and then three more zeros of jewelry. Drew Brees, and then he had it appraised, and the appraiser's like, "Oh, this is like $4 million," which is pretty much all jewelry, I thought. But apparently, he's pissed about it, and word is, despite the fact that he makes like $30 million a year, money's a little tight for Drew Brees.
Oh my goodness. So, and Louisiana is not that expensive. Cheap. What? And, what's he doing?
And he's from Texas. And so he goes back to the jeweler and he's like, hey, give me some of my fucking money back. You ripped me off. And the jeweler's like, go fuck yourself. That's what it's worth. And so it's like a big lawsuit right now. But if I told you that scenario and gave you a list of every player in the NFL, Drew Brees yeah. would be in the bottom 5%.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
I can't believe that.
I know. Okay. Tampa, the Saints, the NFC South. I feel like there's a couple more. Carolina. You know who sucks? Cam Newton sucks. Yeah, he sucks.
He pouts all the time.
Oh, he's a big baby and his teammates hate him. And they have that really good linebacker who gets his fucking head torpedoed. This guy is going to be in a wheelchair in a couple years, and it bums me out. What's his name?
Keuchel.
Yes. Keuchel. That guy is so good. No,
Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel is the
That's it. Yes. Yeah.
Luke Keuchel.
The statistics when he is on the field, he's like one of the most dominant players in the history of the NFL.
Like a missile out there.
But he gets a lot. That's because he leads with his head, poor guy. Carolina. Okay, Tampa, Saints, Carolina. Okay, I'm going to need a hint.
This guy has probably the worst mustache of the owners with a Home Depot connection.
Oh, hot Atlanta. Fucking hate Atlanta. Remember when they had the Super Bowl one? And they just needed to make a couple first downs. And they were like, let's
throw around.
Yeah. We've been Kyle running. Shanahan. Yeah, we've been gashing these guys all day long. And let's go deep on third and short. That's a tough division. All those teams are shitty. The Saints, I think, are going to win
it. I think the Saints were good last year. I think they're going to win it. I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah. Okay, and then the NFC West. I'm going to nail all these teams right now. Watch. I know the NFC West. That's Frisco. They hate being called that. Also, San Fran, they hate. Jimmy Garoppolo, he fucks sloppy porn stars. I feel like that shows bad judgment. That's all I'm saying. You need a quarterback with good judgment. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's undefeated. That said, I've seen some bad judgment on his part. The Cardinals got my guy Chosen Rosen, but it's my understanding they have the shittiest.
They're going to wait on him, right?
Yeah, because their offensive line is so bad. He's going to get killed.
So they're going to let Sam Bradford get killed for a while? Yeah,
they don't have Louis Sharp anymore to guard the blind side. So Cardinals. I need two more teams here. Frisco, Cardinals. Oh, the Rams.
Yeah.
Rams? They might win this division, but they're poised for a fall. They signed everybody. They're like, hey, we're going to go sign everybody in this offseason. Yeah. That never works.
Their window is really
they're smart.
Short now. But their window is really short. Like, they have to win now.
Their coach is 32 or 33, and he gels his hair. He gets it real like sharp, like yeah, like it would spike your hand if you. But he's got like a Ukrainian Instagram model girlfriend. I would urge you to Google like Sean McVay girlfriend. She's got some Ukrainian name because she's Russian. This chick is a fucking dime piece. He's got a charisma. You see why people are pumped up for him. I thought it was kind of funny when they hired him. Okay. Frisco, Cardinals, Rams. There's a fourth team in this division. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get it right now. I'm going to nail it. Is there a team in Utah? Oh, it's the
All right, really douchey quarterback that's probably made a bunch of Pro Bowls in a row. Had like repledged his virginity after a while. What?
Repledged his virginity.
Dual sport, although I don't think he's ever going to make it to Major League Baseball.
What? There's a quarterback that plays baseball?
He like toys with like a month in the minors.
Oh my God. Seattle.
Yeah.
Russell, I told you.
Didn't he do something with his virginity? Wasn't there some.
Yeah.
Like they went before they got married. They repledged. Oh man.
Even though he's been married before.
Sean McVay is not pledging his virginity.
I'm telling you. Is that something?
Veronica Komen.
Yeah. He takes her on vacations and shit. Shows her off. And
Very happy to be there.
I know of people that have been in her presence and they say it is just fucking jaw dropping, like more stunning than you can even imagine. Okay. I'm going to say the Rams will win this division and then lose a home playoff game.
Yeah.
To either the Vikings or the
Saints.
No, I already have the Saints in there. It's either the Cowboys or the Skins. I'm going to give you the Skins, Ed. Actually, I'm going to go the Cowboys just so we can.
Go Cowboys. I haven't seen anybody predict the Skins. Okay. I'm just going on a limb. There's always like a team that had a losing record the year before that's in.
Okay, Super Bowl picks. Are you ready? I'll go first.
Go.
The New Orleans Saints, who will upset the Packers in the championship game, versus the San Diego Chargers, who upset the Patriots in the AFC Championship game.
Sadly, I have the Pats squeezing another year or two out of this fucking Brady. I can see them beating the Saints in the Super Bowl.
Saints, Pats, very close. Okay, guys, we'll take your thoughts there. I mean, we're fucking sports experts, and we've nailed Super Bowls before. We named the teams. Last year, we picked against the spread the whole playoffs, and I think we were like 16-2 or something, or 14-2.
We're great. That's the thing.
We're sports experts, Ed. Sports prognosticators.
I know. Okay,
we've been gone for a while.
So
we missed. I figured
I'm just gonna catch you up on headlines. We can't go deep dive, so we're just gonna go through headlines and then speak as we see fit.
I'm into that.
So I read about there was a shithead Knicks fan who's like, "Boohoo, my Knicks aren't good." He auctioned off his fandom on like eBay.
Well, who would buy that? And also, some Lakers. What's your fandom worth?
Yeah, some Lakers guy. Yeah, paid him to be a Lakers fan. He got like.
$34.50.
$3,400.50.
Get the fuck.
Evan Perlmutter.
This was
confirmed by eBay. And then it was bid by a guy who said it would provide good content for his YouTube channel. A 23-year-old guy named James Rydell. What kind of good content? Loser. If any of you listen to or watch James Rydell, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
And here's the deal when it comes to sports teams. When you're over 10, you're stuck. There's no switching sports teams.
You gotta just be that team.
And guess what? You have nothing to do with their success or their failures. And if they let you down, like, all right, so just take a back seat on sports that year. But like No, there's no switching teams.
Even if half your teams are in New York and half your teams are in Washington, D.C., that's just how it's going to be.
Look, I picked it. It didn't make logical sense, but no. I didn't switch around.
You had a reason.
If I had taken the Yankees, it would have been a lot easier for me. But
fuck the Yankees.
Yeah, or the Giants, it would have been easier for me. But guess what? I didn't, and I don't switch because it's convenient.
No,
and 100%. This shit. I mean, the only guy worse than the Knicks fan is the guy who has his YouTube channel and paid him $3,000.
Speaking of that, I want to get in a beef with Logan Paul or somebody big on YouTube, so that'll raise our profile. Anybody out there on Twitter that has somebody we can beef with?
Yeah, I'd like that.
I pretty much hate all YouTubers, so just point me in their direction. Maybe mention me to them, like Brian Beckner, Baller Lifestyle Podcast, Ed Daly. They think you fucking suck. You're a loser. Like, they want to do MMA with you or whatever. I don't know. Just make it up. It's all made up anyway. But I want to beef with one of those guys, preferably somebody with a fan base older than 9 years old. So not cross Logan Paul off the list, because he looks 47. But his fans are 6. So I don't know. Like, that's not going to work for us. But he can do the splits. Okay. What else, Ed?
I thought it was interesting. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad now tweets about sports. He had
thoughts on
the flag protests. He had thoughts on what's her name? Serena Williams' outfit.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the guy that he was the president of Iran. He didn't wear a tie or a jacket for some reason. And he has crossed eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he has like sports thoughts. And so I clicked on it was like on, I don't know, Deadspin or something. I clicked on his Twitter account to see what was going on. And it's like, oh yeah, he's still a Jew hating asshole. Oh, like he's, God. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he has sports thoughts, but he has lots of terrible thoughts too.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, I'll follow him on Twitter.
There was a guy who tried to bullfight a bison at a national park. He's going to jail.
Hold on. Maybe we can beef with Ahmadinejad, but the problem is,
we might get murdered.
Yeah, we can get fatwa'd.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I don't want that. Okay, bad idea. Go on. Oh, yeah, I saw this. The guy tried it in like Yellowstone or something.
Yeah, buddy, what are you doing? And it didn't even seem like in the story he was drunk.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Who fucks with animals? I'll tell a personal anecdote here.
Okay.
I was recently in Bali. We paid this guy, this local, to take us in his boat. He had a fast boat to take us over to this other island early in the morning, because that's where the fucking manta hang out, the manta rays.
Oh, my.
And so we pull up, and he's like, put your fins on, like, get your snorkeling gear on. Hurry, hurry. I mean, he's broken English, obviously. And he's like, okay, go, go, go. And I'm like, why are we in such a hurry? And I fucking dove in the water, and right in front of me was this fucking majestic alien thing gliding through the ocean. And I was like, I wasn't scared. I wasn't like.
You weren't?
I didn't feel anything. I just sat there and just kind of like in awe that I share a planet with something that doesn't look like it's from this planet. And it's just cruising around like eating the plankton. The point is that I never thought, hey, let me try to poke it with something, or let me. And there was like a couple like other people from a different boat, and Fancy Sauce is like comes out of the water, and she's like, "Babe, these fat people keep scaring it away." And she went over and like swam over and gave them a stern talking to. But there was a few of them. Anyway, that's not the point. I mean, it's okay to be fat. I'm pretty fat myself. The point is that just marvel at the amazingness of nature and what this planet, this amazing accident we live on holds. And don't you see a bison is a fucking beautiful beast. They're amazing. Right. Don't fuck with it. Some fucking loser.
Don't
be a douche.
The worst part of the story is the bison didn't take him out.
It should have killed him. I'm kind of thumbs down on the bison. Where you at, bison? It killed the fuck out of that guy. The problem is then they'd be like, well, we got a problem bison. Now we got to kill this bison.
Right, and we got to put it down. Well, speaking of out of control animals, a little update on Richie Incognito.
He's got mental problems.
He was arrested for threatening a funeral home employee while making arrangements for his father. I mean, that dude gets into fights everywhere.
They, hey, They try to fucking work you on the price in your time of need. I've seen Six Feet Under, and also I've seen that show Ozark. And it's
I get it. It's not it's a tough time, but like every story with him is a fight. He's been getting into fights for like 20 years now.
Big Lebowski. They tried to fucking jerk him around for like $600 on their lowest or their most modestly priced urn.
Urn, that's right.
Took him home in an MJB can. Okay, go on. Folgers.
How about this headline? Victim of golf course finger biting said it sounded like someone chewing on a Dorito. That is terrible.
Do you think it's kind of like when somebody blows their ACL and they're like, I heard a pop and I just knew I heard a pop. Or they're like, I blew my Achilles, heard a pop. And then you ask a doctor and they're like, there's no pop. You know, air pop. It's a soundless thing.
I don't know. But the victim said it sounded like it. I can only assume people were shit faced at the golf course for this to happen. Cause
that's all golf courses. Was this in the Colorado Springs Boulder area? I don't know if those are close to each other, but we have a listener who calls into the show.
Telly people.
Well, Telly Two Putts.
Massachusetts. They're Massachusetts.
He could have done a road trip. Cause Telly Two Putts, he'll have like a bunch of Jaegers on the golf course and black out. That's my understanding based on his Twitter. Or he'll get into the Peacheritas or the Bud Light Limes, or he's really doesn't discriminate on what he boozes up. So I feel like he could take a guy's finger off.
My son loves those strange but true like National Geographic books for kids. Like they just weird facts about animals or something like that.
Kind of like a Ripley's Believe It or Not. Or
sort of like that, but one of those. He just one time, so he comes up with these facts from time to time, and he said, "I heard biting off a finger is like biting a thick carrot," and I don't want to know if that's true. And I don't. Wow. It seems like you'd have to bite harder than that.
I think so. Well, you got to get it in the right spot. Do you ever
between the bones? Maybe.
Do you ever buy a chicken or this happens to me on chicken wings, and like I'll pay a little extra chicken wing. Poultry packagers, like cut the fucking wing in half. Cut the little fucking gross part off the end, the tip. Cut that off and cut the drumette away from the other part and just have it like that in the package. Sometimes you buy them and you get them home and it's the whole fucking wing. I don't want a whole wing. Yeah, they're lazy. And maybe it's a little bit cheaper. But the point is, they're hard to cut up and I don't have a cleaver. I just got regular knives around here.
Where they're selling it, they have that kind of equipment.
Yeah, exactly. Just cut the fucking whole thing up. So I'm thinking that a finger would be like that. Like if you get it right.
Like a tough. Right.
If you get it right in the joint, like sometimes you hit it with a knife and it goes right through and you're like, oh, I know how to do this. And then the next one, you hit it right on the bone and you fuck it up. Somebody's going to, one of these fucking barbecue kings in our audience is going to call up and they're going to be like, you just follow the edge with your finger and you feel the cartilage. Like there's a way to do it. Hey, fuck off. Okay.
The best YouTube way to do that. It is have someone else do it for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. See, that's exactly right.
Okay. Last sports headline. Olympic champion swimmer uses dog sitter. Comes home to find two shirtless guys on a couch with lube and a camera.
Well, at least they're not
the worst nightmare, right?
At least they're not fucking the dog. Was it? Well, this is the big bummer. Olympic swimmer. It could be a guy from Poland.
Think it might be. Is it like American? I think.
Could be an Irishman. Is it one of the? Because there's only two. There's the Jag guy.
Cleet Keller.
Cleet. That's a name. Wow. He should be good at sports. You couldn't possibly not be good at sports if your name's Cleet.
Colorado Springs. Cleet.
Well, that's probably where they train. Everything trains. It's like
he got home. His house stunk. There were the aforementioned shirtless guys. There were bodily fluids on his couch. And this dog sitter was taking a shower. And his dog Jimbo was locked in a room sitting in his own piss. That's terrible.
Yeah, you gotta burn the house down. I'm sorry, but it's just too gross. The lube factor.
Yeah, and the dog sitter's excuse for why he had the lube. To be completely honest, I didn't have WD-40 and my keys were stuck in my car. Oh, so I ended up grabbing what I had in my car for things that, you know, I do on my personal time. And I didn't think to put it back in my car.
Oh, he was just jerking it. You're just lubing up.
Oh, and the bodily fluids were because he was sitting on his couch in a towel after showering.
Oh, that's disgusting too. Yeah. Fucking sicko. Okay, what else?
Cleet Killer said, I can only imagine what poor Jimbo saw in
there. Crazy. And also, how can a swimmer afford a house? You're supposed to be an amateur.
Like, well, I think
supposed to be on the
dole. He probably capitalized. Speaking, now he's not a swimmer. Now he's like a coach or something.
Speaking tour?
Maybe. You're gonna pay to hear a guy named Cleet Keller speak?
Is there professional swimming like in Hungary? You know how like there's professional water polo and you're like, what's that guy do from high school? And they're like, oh, he plays professional water polo. He makes $500,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I would imagine people pay in like Asia to see swimmers, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure they do. Handball's a thing.
Non-sports, someone at Snapchat changed New York City to Jewtropolis on its map.
Was it Jesse Jackson Senior?
Imeytown?
Yeah.
Okay. The UFO lobby is thrilled that a House candidate in, I believe, Florida said she was abducted by aliens.
Oh, hold on. Read that one to me again. I wasn't paying attention. Okay. I'll admit that. You know what, guys? I could cut that part out, but I got distracted for a second, and I'm going to admit that.
I heard some activity in the kitchen.
There's a bit of noise here, and I was touching base. And so just go ahead and read that headline to me again, and I'll react.
So the woman's name is Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera, and she is somewhere in Florida. It says the UFO lobby is thrilled by House candidate Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera, who says she was abducted by aliens.
Oh, fuck. I think we might have – have we talked about her before? Maybe it was something we discussed talking about and didn't.
And this is interesting. You know, the aliens, usually people spot the white thing with the giant eyes.
Yeah.
You know, the alien sketch drawing.
Right.
But Aguilera asserted that as a child she was taken aboard a UFO by aliens who look like the Christ the Redeemer statue in Brazil.
Oh, were they that thing's fucking huge.
That must be a huge spaceship.
Right. But also, the Christ the Redeemer statue just looks like Jesus.
Exactly. Christ.
But they're saying like a statue version.
Well, I mean,
kind of like
who's steering the ship? If your arms are out like Christ the Redeemer, you can't steer the ship.
Great point. Well, but they don't see, here's the problem. We think they need our technology, but they could probably steer that shit with their brain or their eyelashes or something. Somebody, Joe Rogan had a skeptic on one time and he was asking him, he's like, what do you think about UFOs? And he's like, well, he's like, I mean, the infinite universe is infinite. So there's probably something out there. And he's like, but in terms of visits, he's like, well, how come they always got lights? He's like, you fucking travel from some other dimension across universes and you go through all the space. You didn't need lights for that, but you get here and you fucking got to light up the planet to see shit. That doesn't make sense.
Good point. That's a really good point. Your eyes probably work differently.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a man who apparently was delicious because he had been mauled by a bear, bitten by a rattlesnake, and attacked by a shark in his life. Dude smelled like strawberries or something.
I think he's also like 24. Like he's super young.
What state is he from? Let's see.
So many
Hawaii.
So many more animals to get attacked by. But that's the big three.
No, he's a Colorado resident, but I guess it happened in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's
Dylan McWilliams is 20 years old.
So there could also possibly be a wolf. Could get you wolf. You're not surviving though. Let's just be honest.
I thought it was just a guy with terrible luck. He aspires to be Steve Irwin.
Oh.
I think after the stingray to the chest incident, I would rethink the career goals.
Steve Irwin, a couple things about Steve Irwin.
Why the khaki?
Yeah, he was really tied to that one look. And I get it that you want to brand yourself. He also had that haircut.
That wasn't even his thing to brand. That was Jungle Jack Hanna's look.
He stole that. Like all zoo guys got to wear khaki. Is it? I feel like you would want a more disorienting color in case the Komodo dragon.
I'd wear that bright. I would wear prison orange.
How about when they were introducing Sharon Stone's husband, the guy, and I've reduced him. See, women don't like this when you say, this is she's so-and-so's wife. But this guy was Sharon Stone's husband, but he was also a very accomplished guy in his own right. He was like the publisher of the San Francisco whatever the newspaper is up there, Chronicle. Phil, anyway, I can't remember his name, and I don't mean to reduce him in that way. Sorry, buddy. But they went to like a private viewing at the LA Zoo or the San Diego Zoo where they're like, hey, we can go in and see the Komodo dragons, but listen, you got those white sneakers on. First failure right there. You're wearing dad jeans with white New Balance. That's a bad look. But also, they might think that your shoes are the white rats we feed them all the time. So maybe take off your shoes. Took off his shoes, and then his white socks. He had some white ass feet, and they mistook his white ass feet for a rat, and fucking nearly bit his big toe off at like the knuckle.
That's amazing.
It was awful though. He had to have it reattached. Imagine a Komodo dragon just latching onto your fucking foot. Fuck that.
No, I don't want that. There's a cool James Bond movie where they're fighting and there are Komodo dragons like close by. It's a good scene. Skyfall, I think.
Komodo is in Indonesia and you can go there and occasionally.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there.
I'd say like once every 10 years, somebody like gets separated from the group and they like kneel down to take a picture. Because as long as you're with the group, they keep their distance. But you get separated, they attack in packs, Ed, and they will fuck you up.
Yeah, surround you. Yeah, they're good.
They're like the raptors, the Jurassic World raptors.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not okay with that. Four words. Toronto, sex, doll, brothel.
Canada, come on, guys.
And it's bad enough. It's bad on many levels. But if you're going to commit to going to a place like that, you got to be the first customer.
Oh, yeah. So you can't go seconds on that.
Like, it'd be second.
Bad enough going seconds on a woman. Like, imagine.
And what do they have? Just like giant dishwashers? Like, do you just pull them out?
Yeah, they wash the cum out. So I was just reading today that sperm counts are like way down.
Cell phones? Like,
across the board. And so that's basically the plot, the entire plot to the Hulu series, The Handmaid's Tale, aka Mike Pence's wet dream. And so I need Canada to be kind of more chill and kind of have like less sex doll brothels, because eventually we're all going to have to run there when they lock this place down and turn it into Gilead.
Yeah.
So I need you guys to chill out. Like, you're doing stuff pretty good up there, pretty well, but hold off on the.
This seems sex like doll a problem.
And the poutine.
Okay. Here's a big one. Mountain Dew mistakenly tells all of Scotland to masturbate for epic thrills. They did an ad that they did an ad telling everybody to chug, which means masturbate.
Oh, right, because things have different meanings.
Yeah, like when Pinto tried to sell in, was it Brazil, and that means tiny penis.
Yeah, and the Chevy Nova.
It doesn't go.
Yeah, you can't call it that. They have different but also, names for shit.
They made the mistake of putting the words Mountain Dew in the title. Who fucking drinks Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
It's like for 11-year-old boys.
I'm
going to get caffeine in me. Like, what?
How does it even exist anymore? I'm always shocked that these things that we've all determined to just be horrible for you are still being marketed and still have it. I mean, I guess it's like the middle part, you know, like the edges are wise to Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. But if you go in the middle area,
that's just like, that's a choice you make. The areas that call it pop.
Yeah. Where it's like real flat and where they call it pop. Yes.
How about this headline? Okay,
last one. Then we're going to get to fancy pop.
Hallandale Beach Mayor Keith London says sphincter bleaching is a very up-and-coming business during the city commission budget.
Wow.
Is it up-and-coming?
I feel like we'd need an expert. We've already discussed Telly Tuputz on this show. Telly Tuputz and our close friend Walkoff HBP is a fantastic supporter of the show. Those two guys are really into exploring that region, and we should ask them, hey, do they seem more – less colored these days? I don't know. I mean, I think whatever color is fine. I don't think it really needs anybody's really getting that close, right?
Yeah. And I got one last one.
Okay.
Three Pennsylvania men charged with having sex with 12 animals.
Oh, It's always dudes. That's a lot of different kinds of animals.
Yeah, and different kinds of animals, and three guys. I mean, that's a discussion.
You know what?
Matt Brubaker, Terry Wallace, and Mark Mieznikoff.
This is a Reddit situation.
Nine female horses, a cow, a goat, and dogs.
Oh my god! Well, I'm surprised they're female because it's
usually, no. They all live together. Three guys living together on Mouse Lane in Munson, Pennsylvania.
They got Munsoned. It's usually the guys that want to be penetrated. That's the problem. Okay, let's get to Fancy Sauce. Hold on, I gotta find her music. And then she's gonna complain that's too loud. Guys, joining us now, fresh off the plane, fresh off the immigration holding cell at LAX.
Oh, is it substantial?
Non-green card holder, non-green card possessor, but popular American podcaster, an American resident, and wife of an American citizen, spouse to a lawful American citizen. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Fancy Sauce. She joins us now. How you doing, Fancy?
Illegal alien, no more.
That's right. Well, you weren't illegal. You were a legal resident.
Well, depending on who you ask,
I wasn't treated like that.
That's true. Yeah. See, so you go. So, not surprisingly, the federal government is not like super.
They're not super swift. On top of it. They're not very organized. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. Whole thing's a complete shit show.
And so, Fancy Sauce, despite having done all the proper paperwork to have her permanent green card, had yet to receive it after waiting like 18 months. And so she had to leave the country. Mm-hmm. And so she goes down and they're like, okay, yeah, it's things are a little backed up. You know, we're chasing people. We're doing whatever we're doing. We got new rules around here. They're like, but don't worry. We're going to put this stamp in your Australian passport and this little stamp. And then we're going to sign it and write this little number here and you're going to be good. And then you get to the customs at the airport and they look at it.
Immigration.
And they're like, oh, you need a different stamp. This stamp here, it's the wrong stamp. You need the right stamp. You don't have the right stamp. You have the wrong stamp. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to go over here and wait and be held.
This is after 20 plus hours of traveling.
Did they take your shoelaces? J-I-C?
No, but they told me, I started texting and some very angry security guard came over and told me off. And he's like, don't you see all the signs? Yeah. And I was like, no, dude.
He didn't know who he was dealing with.
I haven't looked around. Yeah. I don't see all those like homemade home printer signs you've got taped to the wall fucking 25 feet away from me, you fucking dickhead. I'm tired. I'm sitting at the back of this fucking holding cell with 25 other like quote unquote immigrants.
Yeah, that was some and serious
like seriously back the fuck away.
And a lot of people were in that, there. A lot of people were in there for their arrests. Unlike you.
I do feel bad for a couple of people.
Okay, quickly, guys, we have
Who's That Loud Cover?
Nice.
So proudly. Woo. Who's That Loud Comer?
That's right, guys. It's the Loud Comer game. Sent in by the first patron of the show, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Our very own Dolomite D. Mm. Here are your Loud Comers for this week. Mm. It's a pretty simple game. I give you a couple different people, and you tell me who, when orgasming, would be louder. Here are your loud comers for the week, Scientology round. Wait, did we do this already? Tom Cruise versus John Travolta?
We did Miscavige, I think.
All right. Is he repeating people?
It's all the same.
Tom Cruise versus John Travolta. This includes bathhouse visits. Also, is J.J. Watt a Scientologist?
I think we did this.
I don't know. I don't remember
I don't think we did this one.
I don't remember the J.J. Watt part.
Well, I mean, this is obvious. One's a mumbler.
Yeah. Yeah. Ed, I assume you're going with, ha-ha-ha, you're so glib. I'm ejaculating right now. Ha-ha, you're so glib. Watch me.
I'm so turgid right now.
You don't know.
Here I go.
You don't know the history of psychology. Look at all this cum.
Where do you want my jizz?
So I assume everybody is in the Tom Cruise camp there?
Yeah.
Okay, and Sesame Street round. This is a little off-putting, but these guys
did. Oh, I'm not playing Sesame Street.
These guys were known to cohabitate. Did you have Sesame Street in your country?
Yeah, Bert and Ernie.
Were they voiced by?
No, it was all American.
American speakers? Yeah. Okay. That's who we're talking about. Bert.
That's why I speak with this accent, because I grew up watching American Sesame Street.
Bert.
Bert was very repressed.
Versus Ernie. Bert had the one eyebrow, the pointy head. Ernie was like more doing his thing. He was annoying.
Ernie was a spaz.
Yeah. Ed Daly, your thoughts?
Ernie was like singing in the bathtub, rubber ducky. He was a wild guy.
He was
like
being he was doing him.
Yeah, doing him.
Yeah, Ernie's gonna enjoy every moment of life. Bert, very repressed.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Bert. Bert like held it all in. He was like the odd couple.
When he let go, he let go.
Yeah, I just realized Bert and Ernie, it's kind of like a play on the Odd Couple. Is this like bosom buddies? Like I should have realized this a long time ago.
Probably.
Bert, he's like I can't remember the guy. Anyway, he's like the Oscar. No, Oscar was the messy one. He's the other one. But when he lets loose, when he's filling it up, either alone or with a partner. They're adults, right, Bert and Ernie? I mean, they lived in a house together.
I sort of
somebody was paying rent.
Bert like really lets it go with his one eyebrow, and he has a nice loud calm. That's his release. P.S.
Enough to rattle Oscar's garbage can.
Absolutely. P.S. Movie review suggestion. Revenge of the Nerds. That's been suggested a lot of times.
Yeah, we gotta do one soon.
Yeah, Revenge of the Nerds is a great, great film, and we should do that one.
Yeah, I'll do it.
P.S.S. I hate Guy Fieri. No, we won't stand for that.
Hey, no.
Don't lie. You're great supporter of the show.
Especially after we did several stories about how great he was.
I'll tell you what got through me.
He's a great chef.
Got me through my stint in secondary.
Guy Fieri was
playing, and I wasn't allowed to touch my phone.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I watched two back-to-back episodes of whatever his show is on the Food Network.
Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
So good.
Was it the one where he goes and eats
burgers?
He was
in Miami.
And it's like way
too
hot.
He was eating all kinds of stuff.
He was
in Miami. It was amazing.
He's in the kitchen. He's like, let me get a bite. And he takes a big –
Is it the one where he takes too big of a bite?
Yeah. And the food's real hot. He takes too big of a bite of real
hot food.
He looked
like he was enjoying the food.
Yeah.
And it made me really hungry.
Was he wearing like a bowling shirt and flip-flops?
He had some Trage t-shirt on. He was just doing him.
He's got,
I love him.
Did he at any point, you know, he has had a sister who unfortunately passed away early.
Gal Fieri.
And I think her name was Morgan. And he will, but Gal's pretty good. He will occasionally, he'll be like, yeah, my sister used to like, and he'll tap his forearm because he has a tattoo in tribute to his departed sister.
That's beautiful.
What a great dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, good dude.
You know, and he's a Raider fan. You know he can't be happy about what's going on with the Raiders these days in Khalil Mack. Okay, Kate.
I only know about what's happening with the Raiders because I watched that show Ballers.
Yeah.
With the Rock.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that's not – that's fictional.
What?
I mean, that's not – the Rock doesn't really own the Raiders. The Rock and Steve Guttenberg and Shooter McGavin.
Steve Guttenberg. Speaking of well-endowed men.
You know,
mind blown.
Steve Guttenberg got all the face surgery, but Kate McManus, our very own Fancy Sauce, allowed one time that she worked in an office directly next door to Steve Guttenberg, and she was not aware that he is supposedly one of the great Coxman, both.
Yeah, he's past Neeson in status.
Yeah, both in size and prolificness in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I see Goots daily.
Yeah. Did you, but you never saw him?
No.
Was he ever wearing that t-shirt from Police Academy that said bun in the oven playing down to his dick?
I don't remember.
Fucking Mahoney.
I wish I'd paid more attention.
Yes. Now. He's hung like the All Outdoors, supposedly. Okay. Thanks for that, Dolomite D. Kate McManus, you come on to talk about pop culture. What is going on in pop culture? What is going on in.
Okay.
Yes?
Hold on. I've got to switch.
I'm all ears. Hold on. Somebody was saying the other day that that they missed the My Name is Brian song, and I kind of do too. So it's a real earworm. It was Drew in West LA.
You do know this is my segment, right?
Yeah, but you're lagging.
My name is Brian.
It's about me.
They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show.
This is where he really gets a dig right here.
I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man. It's just my cool rings, you see.
Cool rings.
They're as sparkly as can be. A minor joy on DVD.
Such a jam. That might be the best song he's ever done. Rights of Bill. Very own Rights of Bill.
Good job, Bill.
It's a great one.
We had a driver in Bali that really was like inquiring after Brian's rings, wanted to know all about his rings.
He's like, hey, you like wear a ring, man? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I noticed that when he pointed that big turquoise one I have. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, cool.
That one's a showstopper.
Yeah. People get into my rings.
Mm, it's a stopper, all right.
Jewelry, yeah.
Okay, I have a story about Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins, was one of my favorite bands of the 90s.
That that album,
World is a Vampire.
Yeah,
Siamese Dream, and Bulletin.
Yeah, Siamese Dream was a game changer.
Wait, was the album 1979? No,
that's
song?
That's Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness was the second one.
Very
good job, Ed. That he's one.
Very much a genius. And that whole like fuzzed out sound of his was it changed
it
up.
It was groundbreaking, it was awesome. For sure. But he, like a lot of people that are like a little bit genius, they're also like a little bit touched.
He loves pro wrestling, which
he claims
takes
to be friends with.
Big notch.
He claims to be friends with Alex Jones.
It's like, hey, I did all this philanthropic work, and I tended to the lepers and the Ebola colonies, and I'm like, oh man, you're amazing. And then they're all like, also I love wrestling, and I'm like, ooh. So anyway, see you later. You're saying?
So there has been a little bit of a beef has evolved on Instagram between Billy Corgan and Smash Mouth. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
They're from Sacramento.
They're all from SACDO. Yeah.
Might as well be walking on the sun. No, Billy Corgan's from he's from Chicago.
He is?
Yeah.
I thought they were both from
No.
Oh wait.
Yes.
Smash Mouth's not. They're from San Jose.
Jose, that's right.
Not
San
Sacramento.
Jose. Same difference.
Okay.
It's up there, up at the top.
I always start off with getting my facts checked.
They're actually like 500 miles apart, but
mid story.
For our purposes.
Okay, so
only the bottom half counts.
And Smashing Pumpkins just played, I think, the Forum, right? In LA, just recently?
Signed Telly Two Putts.
Like on the weekend or something.
I think it was like last Thursday.
Yeah. That would have been a good show.
They were having a hard time selling it out.
For reals?
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, lately, Billy Corgan has been answering fans' questions on Instagram. I guess there was some innocuous query from a fan who asked if he had ever seen the hit movie Shrek. Because that's what I would want to ask Billy Corgan if I ever got the chance.
Also, who hasn't?
Billy responded by not directly answering, but basically saying, we were offered the end credit song for Shrek 1, but the offer was withdrawn and given to Smash Mouth, who had hit with Monkey Song, he wrote.
Monkey Song? I only know All Star. I think that was Shrek 2. Did Smash Mouth do both?
All Star was the Shrek song,
yeah,
right?
let's not get muddled down, but yes. Smash Mouth is well known for being involved with Shrek, and they probably
The song.
Yeah, they probably made $5 million off that.
Yesterday
Smash Mouth guy is Shaggy Two Dope without the makeup, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he could be. He might be Steve something. He's a bit hefty.
Okay, so the other guy is Josiah right? Hughes. Is the other guy from Smash
Mouth? Sure. Yes.
So he replied.
I only know the one guy.
He replied, I think it was on Twitter, saying, actually, we said no, and Michael Austin from DreamWorks kept calling. That went on for over a month. We assume multiple bands were asked. If it feeds Billy's ego to think they were first, let him think that.
Snap!
So anyway, it's a good beef.
It's
a good beef. Hopefully it continues.
It's a good one.
I might have to follow. Should I follow Smash Mouth on Twitter? They're always beefing with people, and they're always they're shitting on
like the A's, aren't they?
I mean, in their defense, they didn't start this one.
They're always sorting people out, though, which I kind of like.
Oh, I think you should. Yeah.
Okay. Go. I'm on Smash Mouth's team.
All right. Sad
primarily
news.
Primarily because of the wrestling.
I have some sad news.
Yeah.
Brian's girlfriend in his head, Rachel Weitz.
Yeah.
She's low key. Like you forget how hot she is.
She was married to.
That little guy.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Little guy. James fucking Bond. I think some respect.
I think he's like 5'6".
I think he's not very tall.
Yeah.
James Bond, they just welcomed their first child at the age of 58, he and 48, her. No,
he's not 58. He's 50.
It says 50 here.
Yeah. Oh, you said 58.
50.
Yeah, 50 and
she
48. Yeah.
I think we need to rewind the tape later and check that.
You can't have a baby at 48. Yes, it's impossible. Can. No,
I have two friends that have just had babies at like 45 and 46.
This Daniel Craig's claiming 5'10". Come the fuck on. Just slow the fuck down, Daniel.
Hang on a second. He this could be 5'10".
5'10 and a quarter.
I say he's 5'10".
No way. He's 5'7".
So Brian needs to make everyone just a little bit shorter than him.
Well, that's true. They're super rich,
I mean,
which would be helpful.
Science is amazing.
But I just spent some time with a friend of ours who had a small baby, and I like held it a couple times and I was exhausted. I didn't have to feed it. I didn't have to change its diaper. I didn't have to chase it around. I didn't have to shut it up. I didn't have to give it a bottle. I just had to like walk it around a little bit, and it took literally every ounce of energy from my body. As soon as I handed the baby off, I collapsed in a heap. So until I was resuscitated.
You don't want to have a baby?
No. It's a young person's game.
Sad,
I mean, right,
sad to hear.
Here's what
Does he have other kids, though? I mean, yeah, the only reason why I say is you've been through it.
Yeah, he's got a kid.
If you haven't had kids before, I could see.
She has one. Does he? Oh, yeah. Right. He has a 26-year-old. Yeah. She has a 12-year-old.
Yeah, she's got a kid with that weirdo Damon.
Darren Aronofsky, yes, the director.
Yeah, who makes great movies except for that movie Mother, if you've seen that.
Oh, my
or
God.
Or if you're planning on seeing that, don't.
I was, but I passed.
Do not see it,
Ed.
I still don't know
seriously.
What happened. Ed
but
Harris
I have enjoyed like Requiem for a Dream.
No, he's great.
He has
the wrestler,
made some masterpieces.
The Wrestler, despite it being about wrestling, it was about like the seedy side of wrestling. It was amazing.
Great movie.
Here's what I want to know, and this is maybe you have to comb the story for this. Was the birth a conventional, a traditional?
Don't start rumors.
Birth
that like having
because
a natural birth through the birth canal does something to your vagina. It doesn't, you know,
Rachel,
it doesn't, and you shouldn't be spreading that like nonsense.
I happen to think Rachel Weisz is perfect. Like, and I haven't seen everything on her, but I imagine everything on her is absolutely perfect. And I would just like, yeah, maybe she got a little scar, but I would like to make sure things are kept pristine throughout.
Moving on.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
You don't?
Stop.
Yeah. Pristine. Congratulations. And Rachel, you ever swinging through Orange County area, Laguna Beach, Montage Hotel?
Yeah.
Just hit me up on Twitter. Slide in my DMs. Okay. Okay. Continue.
Some more sad news. Jack Osborne, son of Sharon and Ozzy.
Dead.
He died?
He OD'd.
Getting a divorce.
Oh, divorce. He's 16.
And the mom.
How could you get a divorce when you're 16?
Like 32. The mom, Sheza, is very, very sad.
What do you mean Sheza?
Sheza. Sharon. That's,
the mom.
That's British for Sharon.
Oh,
Sheza.
Right. She's sad? What does she care? Because she's got to pay for it, probably.
Because she's a lovely girl and it didn't work out.
Yeah, that happens. Relationships run their course. It's okay.
So I guess things were kind of like going amicably during the split until last month when Jack allegedly punched
a wall.
Separated wife's new boyfriend and then requested a judge not to grant her any spousal support. So he's having a full breakdown.
He's like 4'9". Like if he threw a punch at you, you just flick him away. You just take your middle finger and go flick.
Well,
get out of here. Get out of here. Like you do, like if there's like a fly or something or an ant, flick, get away from me.
I mean, I hung out with him one time and he's definitely like very weak. Like People want to know this stuff.
What are you doing hanging out with 16-year-old kids?
Yeah, when did you hang out with him?
Oh, a long time ago.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, he's barely of age now. Hold on. Jack Osborne. Oh, poor Jack Osborne. The first suggestion is Jack Osborne height, followed immediately by Jack Osborne height and weight. Who publicizes that?
I know.
He's claiming to be 5'10", too. You fucking liar. Come on. Stop it. Everybody says they're 5'10".
His soon-to-be ex-wife is very pretty.
Oh, yeah? What's her name? What's she all about?
I don't know. Her name's Lisa Stelly.
Is she rebounding?
Well, yeah. She's got a boyfriend already.
Oh, who is he?
Yeah. Who was punched.
I clicked on the link for that punching story, and it didn't say her new boyfriend was.
She's not my type. She's no Rachel Vise. Okay. Continue.
Last but not least, I have some Tekashi 6ix9ine, like a little yes. update. Fucking
finally.
He's just given a private show for some famous attorney's wife.
Oh, those pay big. Like you do, like Beyonce will play your bar mitzvah if you put her up at the Four Seasons and give her $2 million. Like she'll do 45 minutes.
I think you need to pay more than that. So after playing Jay-Z's Made in America Fest, who the fuck knew? I didn't know this kid was like so big. I just assumed he was like played shitty music and
hold on.
Had like shitty fans.
Hold on.
Power of branding.
We started talking about him what? 6 months ago? Somebody
said he was a YouTube guy. Yes. He was nobody.
He was a
SoundCloud rapper.
SoundCloud rapper, exactly.
Right, and now he's like got Nicki Minaj singing on
somebody,
his tracks.
Somebody sent some hero. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. I don't remember who does what here. But somebody sent us an email and they're like, "What do you think about this Tekashi 6ix9ine?" And we're like, "Who the fuck is that?" And then we're like, "Oh my God, this guy's amazing. We love him."
But we're a national program.
Yeah, we're a well-respected podcast that a lot of people who don't write reviews on iTunes listen to. And all of a sudden, this Tekashi 6ix9ine starts growing in popularity. He's getting there's a new story about him every week. He's on the tip of everybody's tongue. Why? Because we talked about him on this show.
That's for reals.
Have you tuned me out?
No.
Oh.
So after playing Jay-Z's Made in America Fest, he performed for just 90 guests in a private room at Ten Oak in Manhattan. The bash was for Texas mogul Thomas J. Henry's wife. Henry is known for throwing himself a $4.5 million birthday with performances by DJ Khaled and Cardi B.
Oh, my God.
And his daughter's $6 million quinceañera featured Nick Jonas and Pitbull.
$6 million quinceañera.
So guests then headed upstairs to One Oak.
One Oak, yeah.
To play with Alec.
Oh, you can't. You're not allowed to say the R word.
Edit that out.
This is the second time I'm going to have to do that.
Okay, I'm a dummy. Since
the last time.
What a dummy.
Yes.
They just headed up after his performance to party with Alec Monopoly, who's like big graffiti artist. Tunes by DJ Shortcuts.
How much do you?
I've never heard.
Does he have a monocle and a top hat? Alec Monopoly.
That's solid. How much do you want to guess that Tekashi 6ix9ine got paid for that gig? I'm going to say $150,000 in cash. Actually, that's a little high. I'm going to say $80,000. $80,000 to get Tekashi to come play your party. Okay,
somebody find that out for us.
Cuz my guy Riff Raff openly says he'll come do your party for $20,000 plus expenses. And Riff Raff's pretty big, but he's not as big as Tekashi 6ix9ine at this point, I don't think.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, is that it?
That's it, y'all. I just want to give a Patreon shout out.
Yeah, do that.
Thanks to Christopher Yates.
Oh, yeah.
Upped his pledge.
Oh, I know Christopher Yates.
Thank you so much.
Bucket of Tang.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And then we have a new Patreon member, who I'm pretty sure used to be a Patreon member, Matt Diamond. So Matt,
let me shine your diamond.
Matt, I think.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, whatever. Like people go away, they come back. It's the thing about doing like entertaining people. A lot of times people are like, "Hey, you still doing that podcast
thing?" You
can
get burned out on something. We get it.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get it, but we get it.
And then they're like, "Also, I've been your best friend since elementary school and I text you every week." Like, but what about that podcast thing? You still doing that? Oh, you're on the radio? You're on the fucking nationally syndicated radio show every Friday? The highest rated segment on that air? Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, you didn't know that? I fucking posted on my goddamn Facebook and Twitter every week.
Don't
fuckface. But those people don't matter. You know who matters?
Yeah.
The people that seek us out, that choose us, that choose to be in our world. That's all we care about. I love you guys. Is that okay?
That's it.
Ed Daly, anything else?
No, I'm just trying to find his quote. I've found some other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Chance,
give me some quotes.
This says Chance the Rapper, 35 grand. So Tekashi's not taking 80.
No, I think you're right. I think I was high on that.
De La Soul have performed for 40.
I think
Busta Rhymes, 40. The Game, 40 to 50. Big Boy, 50. Soulja Boy, 50. Tyler, the Creator, 60.
I think my buddy got EPMD to play like his work party in Vegas.
Shut up.
In like a suite.
No way.
Was it EPMD or who's the other one? Well, it was one of those like really good 80s rap duos.
The Biz played Michelle's Christmas party one year.
Biz Markie. Oh yeah, you can get him. Biz. And they
it was like 12 or 10.
I think they paid him like $6,000 or something. It wasn't that much. It was before like the revival. This was like in the early 2000s. But then one of them was at the craps table and would not leave the craps table until they gave him another $1,500 to come up and perform. It was something like that. My numbers could be off, but I'm pretty close. And it might not have been EPMD, but it was one of those guys. Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Excellent job all the way around. So stoked to be back with you guys. Amazing people. We're sorry to have been gone. We're happy that you waited for our return and that you are here in our world. So, for Ed Daly, for Kate McManus, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 233 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Good to be back.